Acts chapter 16. And I'd like to read some verses from verse 16 to verse 34. Acts chapter 16, reading at verse 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain maid possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who show unto us the way of salvation." And this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the very same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." And the multitude rose up against them. The magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and were baptized, he and all his, immediately. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. We have been enjoying many thoughts today about prayer and the value of prayer as an asset that is so important in the life of the believer. And I think last night in the opening comments by Brother Chuck, as he stepped through some illustrations and examples in the book of Acts, that we had a little introduction to the value of prayer in the life and demonstration of power here in the book of Acts as it relates to the apostles and their experiences. And I think this subject, this text that we have before us, I think it gives us the ability to speak to the hearts of saints as well as those who may be sinners. Those who are called saints because we know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. And those who are called sinners by God because they have not yet come to know the Lord Jesus in a personal way. We know from our Sunday school classes and young people's meetings and ministry meetings that Paul and Silas were ministers of the gospel. They were men that went forth proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ. They established assemblies as they traveled, bringing believers together, gathered out unto the name of the Lord Jesus. We also know that Paul was an extraordinary believer, someone who had been converted by God, the Lord Jesus, in a miraculous way. And Paul had a passion for the things of Christ that undoubtedly we don't see in many others in Scripture, much less in our own personal lives. The Word of God tells us here that Paul and Silas, that as they traveled and they preached the Word of God, that they encountered resistance from the people of that day. And I wonder, young people, those of us who know the Lord Jesus as Savior, if we preach the Word of God, if we proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ, as we travel to school, as we interact with our family members who are not saved? Or is it that, you know, there's that song that we sing in Sunday school about hiding the light under a bushel? Are we thrilled with what we have in Christ? You see, Paul was a man that was driven. He was a man that had a passion because he had an object that was before him, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as we travel around sometimes and we look in our own local assemblies and we look in assemblies that we move through from time to time, we wonder where the burden is for souls. We wonder as young people if it is difficult for us to bring our friends and our families to the assembly to hear about the gospel, because we are afraid of the resistance that we might encounter from the world. You see, Paul and Silas didn't have such a care. They had met the Lord Jesus. You know, in the prayer of Hannah today, as I looked through it in studying and preparing for this conference, one of the things that you notice in a prayer is that the Spirit of God had communicated to her that she was speaking to one who was going to bring about things that was going to turn the world upside down. That she was on the side of the one who had won. Even though the things that she was speaking of prophetically were yet to come, in her own heart and soul, Hannah recognized that these things were as real as the child that was given to her. You see, Paul and Silas believed the gospel. They believed the one in whom the gospel spoke about. And so as they moved about, they moved with a passion, with a clarity, with a purpose. And as they spoke, it affected those who heard the gospel. In this woman, there was a spirit that didn't like very much the gospel that they preached. And that spirit was rebuked by Paul the very same hour.